Welcome to divided government.
That's House Speaker John Boehner. The House approved a record $38 billion in spending cuts. The debate over how to cut the long-term budget deficit is just getting underway in this country. Britain is 1 year into a controversial austerity program. We'll look at how it's going. And where did language come from? A researcher says he can tell how far different languages traveled back in the beginning. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the House brought one budget fight to an end even as it prepared for another. Lawmakers passed a compromise bill to finance the federal government through the end of the fiscal year in September. The vote was 260 to 167, with 59 Republicans breaking ranks and voting no. They're largely conservatives who say the bill didn't do enough to rein in federal spending. Friday's Times says Britain's deficit-cutting austerity program is proving disappointing. It's been in place for a year now. Retail sales have registered the sharpest monthly decline in 15 years, and real household income is expected to fall 2% this year. Chancellor of the Exchequer George Osborne says tackling the deficit, even when the economy is shaky, reassures the financial markets. As for taxes, Britain has kept a 50% income tax rate on the wealthiest people. That imposes more of a burden on the rich than anything being talked about in Washington. Also on Friday's page one, democracy-building campaigns played a bigger role in laying the groundwork for the protests in authoritarian Arab nations than had been thought. Those campaigns were paid for in part by the federal government, and Arab leaders weren't happy. Bahrain barred the representative of an American nonprofit group that promotes political reform. Yemen complained that U.S. efforts to promote democracy there amounted to interference in internal Yemeni affairs. China's real estate frenzy is making life difficult for bachelors. Many women now refuse to commit to men who don't own a house or at least an apartment. More than 70% of the single women in a recent survey said they would only tie the knot with someone who owned some real estate. As for the qualities they're looking for in a husband, 50% said financial considerations ranked above all else. A researcher says language originated in southern Africa. Quentin Atkinson of the University of Auckland in New Zealand analyzed the sounds in 500 different languages. Linguists call those sounds phonemes, and Atkinson says languages with the fewest traveled the farthest. Some languages in Africa have more than 100. English has 45, Hawaiian only 13. Here in New York, two police officers are on trial for rape. The woman took the witness stand to recount what she could. She said she'd been at a bar in Brooklyn celebrating a promotion at work. She had a lot to drink, and she threw up in the taxi on the way home. She said she remembered waking up later and realizing someone was pulling off her clothes. The officers were sent to her address after the taxi driver called the police, asking for help in getting her upstairs to her fifth-floor apartment. And you thought New York was the center of the universe. The U.S. Postal Service has issued a new stamp featuring the Statue of Liberty. No, not that Statue of Liberty. This one is of the Statue of Liberty replica at the New York Casino in Las Vegas. The Postal Service thought the stamp featured the real thing. It found out it didn't when a stamp collector got suspicious about what was in the picture. Inside Friday's Times, the beleaguered government in Somalia wants to take back control of the skies. The UN has been in charge since 1996, with air traffic controllers in Kenya keeping tabs on planes crisscrossing Somalia. Now Somalia wants the flyover fees. Somali officials say the UN staff is paid so much, there's nothing left over to train Somalis or repair Somali airports. In this country, the FAA official in charge of air traffic controllers resigned. This comes after several incidents involving controllers who were asleep while on duty. The FAA is also putting two controllers on the night shift at 27 airports where only one had been assigned. Egypt's ruling military council promised to review court verdicts involving civilians detained since it took power in February. Its decision to authorize military trials has angered many democracy protesters who joined the uprising in Tahrir Square. They are also concerned about how long it's taking the military to investigate officials from ousted President Hosni Mubarak's regime. Friday's Business Day section says resistance is growing to a coastal nuclear complex in India. This comes in the wake of the nuclear disaster in Japan. In India, the government proposed 6 reactors on a 2,300-acre site. That would be the biggest nuclear power plant ever proposed anywhere. Now, a number of Indian scientists and former government officials say they're worried, but the Indian government is promising to push ahead, citing the country's energy needs. ABC canceled 2 soap operas, It's Dropping All My Children and One Life to Live. Soap operas have been a staple of daytime television since the 1950s. Now ABC will have just one soap on its schedule. That's General Hospital. The network is replacing the 2 it's canceling with shows that are less expensive to produce. Here in New York, Mayor Michael Bloomberg was questioned back in 2009 about the class action lawsuit against his communications company. Times reporter David Chen has now gotten a look at what he said. At times, the mayor sounded irritated. At times, he was sarcastic. He said he was a hard-driving boss who believed employees who left his company were, in his words, bad people. He's not a defendant in the case. It accuses the company of discriminating against pregnant women who took maternity leave after he left to run for mayor in 2001. Also here in New York, the state cleared Deputy Mayor Dennis Walcott to be the next city schools chancellor. State Education Commissioner David Steiner granted a waiver because Walcott doesn't have the credentials the state requires for chancellors and superintendents. Walcott is replacing Kathleen Black. She resigned under pressure after only 95 days on the job. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.